This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Well, if you want to hear a really bad idea, stay tuned, because the U.S. federal government, at least one part of it, the policing side of it, would like them to be in charge of your cell phone communication, specifically 5G. You've heard of 3G. You've heard of 4G. Well, apparently, they're working on 5G, as you might imagine.
Isn't there a 4G LTE, too?
LTE is a type of 4G. Yes.
Is it better?
I think it is. I think so. I remember doing a little bit of research on that way back in the day. But anyway, we'll tell you more about what their plan is, because some government agents would love to see the Trump administration nationalize 5G. Seriously, that's what they're talking about doing. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Luckily, there's another government agency, one which I've been a big critic of over time, the FCC, which appears to be actually coming out with a sane position about this. We'll tell you more about that in moments. But first, let's go to Will. He's in Dallas, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live as we kick off the second hour. Hello, Will.
Hey, I hope all's well. Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, I started to get a little nervous because I thought maybe Mark was quitting the show.
Which time?
Which time?
Yeah, he has quit the show a couple times in the past.
Yeah, and Mark, Ian, you're a good guy, and I would say I love you, but I use that term for people I love or, you know, I know you really, so I really like it. I think you're a kick butt dude and, you know, all that stuff. And
that's nice of you. What were you calling about tonight?
Yeah, that's what it was. I was going to say that, Mark got too many Bitcoins and was like, the heck with this stuff, you know?
Could be.
So, I don't possess very many Bitcoins. I gave all mine away.
Well, anyway, I just want to say that you're kind of the one who drew me to the show in the beginning, which was 4 or 5 years ago.
Thank you.
Oh, that's really nice. Well, then you probably know that Mark tends to leave during the winter times. If you've been listening for the last few years, you know that this is more of a thing that he tends to do because his family goes down to Florida.
It's kind of hard to be without your wife for, you know, like she wants to leave around Thanksgiving.
And I'm not going
to
snuggle with you.
Well, are you saying you wouldn't?
If we were freezing, then yes, I would. but on the average night, no. No, I would not.
It doesn't seem like you've been real picky about who you snuggle with in the past, pal.
I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean.
I got a list of things if you want to talk about.
You got a problem with me sleeping with my dog? Is that what you're saying?
Not your dog. Your dog is a great snuggler.
Yeah. Anyway, she does. She can't even make it up the stairs anymore, unfortunately. But, he tends to leave for Florida. In fact, he's going back, right? You're going down south, not necessarily to Florida, but St. Kitts and then
Mexico.
I've got
to go to Florida for a couple of days before the St. Kitts trip, and then I'll come back to Florida and then go to Acapulco where I'm going to meet you and do the show. And I presume we're something's happening after that. I don't know that I've even spoken to Laura about that.
So basically he's kind of in and out during the winter.
Yeah, and that's how, you know, I guess part of it was a critique, I guess, you know, like because one thing about it, you know, Ian, you tend to have an attitude that there is no such thing as a bad immigrant or you know.
When the hell did I say that? There's all kinds of bad people out there.
Well, just
because I don't want to have a police state around doesn't mean that I think all people from one particular group are the same way. I would judge individuals based on their individual actions.
I agree. You do that. I do not disagree with your assessment there.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad we could clear that up.
Mark, I'm on your side on these things because, you know, like, I don't know. Like,
I just sound reasonable.
Mark also supports open borders.
I just sound reasonable. That's the problem.
Well, no, it's a value-added situation or component or whatever, because I know when people call in sometimes they have critiques of, immigration or Muslim, then listen, I'm not against either. So
all right.
I want to make that clear.
I'm against Muslims, Christians, Jews, and everybody in the Abrahamic religion.
No, you're not.
I am.
Paulie's in the house right now.
I will talk to him about it. I don't like his religion.
Okay, but you haven't said you got to leave or anything like that. You're very friendly.
You would have a problem with somebody that's sub, you have to leave my property.
He said, I'm against. If you're against somebody, you probably wouldn't want to be around.
I'm against your attitude generally.
I talked to a lot of people.
I've worked with you for years.
If I didn't, I wouldn't talk to anybody.
I gotcha.
Hey, Will, go ahead. I stirred up arguments.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There was, I did log into Facebook. I do it once a week to add the new amplifiers to the Facebook group. So I did see some of the amp group posts last night when I went and did that. And there was one post that was another surprise. Another listener, I think Leah, critiqued me saying that I thought sex was supposed to, like, why do I think sex is so casual or something like that? I'm like, I'm against casual sex. I don't know what you're talking about. She appeared to be upset at my position on revenge porn, which is to say that, hey, if you don't want your pictures, your naked pictures to be spread on the internet, here's an idea. Don't take the naked pictures in the first place. I'm not sure how that was, you know, thrown into the concept that I'm in favor of casual sex and don't think it's important.
If you don't address the other side, which is that revenge porn is a contract violation, that then, you know, it just looks like you're like, hey, naked people, the internet's full of it, so what? You know, I've heard
you say,
that was my position.
You said there was so much porn.
There's so much porn on the internet. What does it matter?
It matters to the person who...
I'm surprised that your intended position was not that you don't value that highly. Because that's what it sounded like.
That I don't value intimacy, or... Because that's what she seemed to extrapolate from it.
Not that you don't value it, I guess, necessarily, because you can value something that you don't hold in the... whatever that would even be, but that you don't think of it as seriously, necessarily, as other people. That's what it sounded like.
Just because I know enough to not give away naked pictures to people,
right, but that
doesn't mean that is in no way a commentary about what I believe about sexual encounters.
Say that without saying any of the other things you said last week, which included that there's so many pictures on the internet that what does it matter if you're
ultimately it doesn't.
Communication is a two-way street.
Yeah,
the listener has a certain responsibility, but so does the speaker. And in whatever way you failed, in whatever responsibility you had to Leah to communicate your side of it, that's something you can take away from here and say, hey, wow. I can create something newly around my position, which is that
I'm trying to understand the critique. I mean, I can't change anything until I can understand how somebody can extrapolate an opinion about intimacy and sex. And I don't have the actual statement in front of me because I'm not logged into Facebook.
Well, I think your position was something to the effect of you're like, no big naked pictures of you, no big deal, because naked bodies aren't that important and sex isn't that important. And
somebody that's not what
to
I said at all.
Over time, might come to that conclusion.
That's not at all what
I said.
You're
not of the opinion that naked bodies are a problem.
I'm not of that opinion.
Allow people to walk around completely naked, day to day life in public.
Absolutely.
Wait,
that's where a lot of this comes
allowing
from.
Allowing it is different than not having a problem with, because there are
you
lots of things
I don't have
that
a problem
would
with
quote, allow.
If somebody wants to walk down naked down the
with.
Street. What's the problem with that?
Right, see? So that's what she's
but
talking
that's not,
about.
But that has nothing to do with revenge porn. The revenge
but
porn
it has
is,
to do with treating sex casually.
But again, just because I know better than to release sexy pictures on, you know, to somebody on the internet doesn't mean that I treat sex casually. In fact, I'm against casual sex. I don't have that. I'm not interested in having that. So, like, I'm in favor of intimacy, but at the same time, I'm also aware that people don't always stay the same. So, if you're in a relationship with somebody, it may be wonderful, and you may be connecting with this person so well.
Yep.
And everything is just going so swimmingly, and he or she asks you for a picture of, you know, they've gone on a vacation or whatever, because presumably if you're with the person, you don't need their naked picture, but, you know, they've gone on some long vacation and they want to get a naked photo of you, and you just fulfill their desire because they are your partner, they're your lover, and you are into this relationship. I'm well enough aware that things can change in
the
future.
Next week you find out he's doing all the secretaries in the secretary pool.
Because that's the other side of the story. The person in the AMP group was acting like, oh, these women who are victimized by the revenge porn, they're completely innocent. But I bet you there's another side to every single one of those stories, and I suspect some of it involves cheating. So is that a contract violation, too, if the woman cheats and then a revenge porn is done?
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Melanie is our resident tax advisor and expert. She is an accountant by trade. And just within the last, I don't know, half a year, maybe even less, 4 months, something like that, you quit your day job, being an accountant for some company, and you are now doing it all on your own. You're doing, you know, contract work, basically, for people who would like to hire an accountant or a bookkeeper, somebody who can do their taxes at the end of the year, which is, or the end of the tax year, which is basically right now. Melanie, you had suggested in previous conversations that once our listeners who want some help with taxes have received all of their paperwork, so the W-2s, the 1099s, that stuff, once they've received that, that's when they should first reach out to you. Is that correct?
If your stuff is simple, yes. If you know you're going to get a bunch of complicated stuff, maybe set up an appointment before then and I'll decide, or email me before then and I'll decide if you need to come in now anyway or if we should just wait for everything. It really just depends. I guess email me now and I'll tell you when to come in. Right. There's really no simple way to break that down.
So your website is tax.freetalklive.com. It's a forwarding site. It will take you straight to Melanie's site where you can reach out to her and, you know, let her know what you need done. She can probably help you. You're getting busier, obviously, as you're getting closer to the big deadline. And but that said, you are still willing to take on new clients at this
time. Yeah, there's, like, busy peaks during the – like, there's a deadline in 2 days. There's one on March 15th.
What's coming up in 2 days?
W-2s and 1099s.
Meaning they have to be sent? Meaning the company has to have sent them by 2 days from now? Oh, see, I never knew that. That's the kind of information.
That didn't used to be the case.
Really? So how new is that?
2-3 years, something like that.
So did it used to just, they just showed up whenever before the 15th?
It was like February something, I don't remember.
Okay, so there's a deadline now, though, and that's, you know, that's kind of data and information you can get from Melanie, because she pays attention to this stuff. She actually is into reading laws. I don't understand it. Like Daryl, she can actually read these things and not go insane. So, although some from the Free State Project would argue,
not going insane, it might just be like what kind of insane you go.
Right. So she can help you. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and get in touch with Melanie, because she's like an anarchist. Like, that's what she said in front of an actual audience of people.
Yeah, I told the state that.
Yeah. So now you know. It wasn't just, you know, for show here on Free Talk Live. She actually told the state, and she let it out there. So tax.freetalklive.com. You want an anarchist to help you with your taxes? She's going to maximize what you take back from the evil states. That's, once again, tax.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We were talking about miscommunicating and or people misunderstanding, because there's, you know, always there's frequently breakdowns in communication. People who, you know, don't understand what was being said are not likely to actually call and clarify. In this case, there was a statement that was made on the Free Talk Live Amplifier group on Facebook, and I happened to see it after, like, I don't know, a week after she posted it or something like that, and I thought it was worth bringing up on the air because she hadn't called in to bring it up, and I wish that she would, because it would be easier to express her opinions if she was the one expressing them rather than me sort of recollecting them and paraphrasing. But the idea was that because I guess she interpreted what I was saying about revenge porn as being sort of flippant towards it.
I like, think that's what everyone thought, whether they agreed with you or not.
Well, look, I said that it was a tacky thing to do at the time. I said that multiple times, that I don't support
tacky is like wear the wrong colors.
Yeah, but then
together.
I said that tacky is like wearing pajamas at Walmart, and you didn't really argue with that.
Okay, well, whatever. That's just the word that I chose to express that I don't think it's okay to do that, but I don't think it's a crime. I don't think that it should be something where someone goes to prison. That was what my statement was that this is bad to do, but it is not, in my opinion, a criminal act, and it is certainly not one that deserves the sex offender registry, which was the topic that we were discussing at the time, which
I think it's a civil violation, and that it should go to arbitration, and that quite possibly monetary recompense should be in order.
But it is my belief that it is not the end of the world should this happen to somebody. If they want to act like it's the end of the world, then I'm sure it will feel like the end of the world to them, which was the context in which I was saying, hey, look, there's billions of naked pictures out there. Yours is one of them. Congratulations.
Well, it depends on where they put it. Like, just because somebody posts something to Pornhub or whatever,
yeah,
that's going to come up in a search with, you know, 7 billion other things or whatever. If they post it to your boss's website or their Facebook page or something where one wouldn't usually be looking for porn, that makes it a little bit more visible.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt about it. I've not heard of that happening, but I'm sure it has happened. I've always heard about it in the context of revenge porn websites, like that there are actual sites apparently designed or dedicated to this type of postings.
Sure. I've never seen one, but I've heard of it.
I've never been to one of them either. I don't even know what they are, but I suspect a quick Google would reveal them. But anyway, that was the context under which was like, hey, look, even if this does happen, look, it's not the end of the world. Nakedness does happen. That wasn't to say that,
but
you should just go ahead and spread yourself everywhere because it's no big deal.
There's a lot of things that happen. Cancer happens. AIDS happens. Being shot by the state happens.
None of those things rise to the level of someone posting a naked picture online, okay? None of
them. Shot by the state?
Yeah, right.
The prevalence of something has nothing to do with how bad it is.
I'm not saying it's a good thing, okay? But it's not a crime.
Well,
and so for
crime.
People to act like, no,
you
it's
might
not.
Say it's a victimless crime.
It's a crime by the law's definition in New Hampshire, but it's not a crime as in there's an actual person.
You could argue that it's not a NAP violation, which I think depends on
principle.
The situation.
That's what NAP stands for. And Mark's arguing that it's a contract violation, which I think is an interesting claim, but unless there was actually a contract, then you're talking about an unspoken assumption.
Right, there's a verbal contract, and I think you can pretty easily
convince... Well, it would only be a verbal contract if you said, oh, now, honey, you can take my picture, but you can't tell anybody, and you can't share it with anybody.
I think you can convince the average person... for one, posting it and refusing to take it down are two different things, right? So if you post my revenge porn online and I say, Ian, take this down, and you say, or whatever, right? then it's pretty clear you're going to be able to get a judge or an arbiter or whomever to say, yeah, I'm pretty sure this is a contract violation because the contract is so implicit. In our culture, in our society, that it is to be considered that it would be just, like that's just the truth.
Okay, but what if at the time, and this is what I said to the state representatives when I testified against this bill, which would have made it so the already supposedly criminal act would then become a sex registry act, was it what if at the time the couple in this case was performing an amateur pornography shoot and that they did consent at that time to posting those pictures online. Then later, once one of them broke up with the other, they decided they wanted to post-breakup revoke that consent from posting the amateur porn they put online and then made up a story about how I never consented to those pictures being posted online. Could you imagine somebody doing that?
Yeah.
I could.
Sure.
Yeah. Especially in a nasty breakup where in some cases both parties do not act very, very nice.
Yeah, I didn't claim that this was a situation of criminality, but I would recommend anybody who wants to post pornography of their significant other online is, look, you're setting yourself up for a civil suit if you don't have some kind of agreement that this is the case.
And again, as I said before, what if the other party broke the agreement first? What if they cheated first?
Well, if it's retaliation, then you're good.
Well, I don't believe in retaliation either. I believe in de-escalating a conflict, but you do. More coming up here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line, which you can connect to over at discord.lrn.fm. The chat room is chatting right now and taking and making opinions on who's right and who's wrong here on the radio. And with you in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Also, Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. I replaced cash with Dash today when I got the car that I drive back from an oil change at the local automotive center that accepts cryptocurrency, including Dash. So, yes, I paid about $40-something worth of Dash for my oil change today. And it was super easy and fast, and it worked well. The fees are really low. I was looking at the Dash fees that I paid on the last couple transactions. I didn't look today, but the last two prior to this one, it was not 3 pennies, not 1 penny, but a third of a penny's worth of Dash for the last two transactions that I paid for. And I've been used to seeing 1 or 2 pennies for Dash, 3 on like a expensive transaction. But now it's a third of a penny, and that made me wonder if they've implemented the plan they were talking about last year.
To increase fees by a tenth.
Right. So
nine-tenths.
So toward the end, fees are one-tenth. Or at least the plan was to lessen fees significantly. And it sounds like maybe that's happened. I don't know. Or maybe I was just lucky or something like that. But either way, a third of a penny for a fee is awesome. And that's like below Bitcoin, way below Bitcoin, like even lower than Bitcoin Cash. That's like a fraction of Bitcoin Cash.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So it's incredible. And I hope this is a direction that we continue to see Dash go, where they are really the main player right now. Even though they're the number 12 by market cap, they've slipped out of the top 10 as far as the total value of Dash compared to the other cryptocurrencies in the world. They're still the number one player for point-to-point, person-to-business, mom-and-pop, retail-level sales. There's nothing out there that is rivaling Dash right now. Maybe someday they'll have some hot competition. I was going to say Bitcoin Cash was, you know, probably their best competition in that field, but it's not really the case. I mean, Bitcoin Cash could be competition, but they're so new, and they don't have any kind of structure behind them. They don't have a promotional budget like Dash does. We're going to be hearing a lot, I'm sure, about Dash coming up in Anarchapulco because they're backing the new Ben Swan television effort. And as I understand it, he's going to be guest speaking there and introducing Ron Paul. So, you know, Dash is going to be very, very visible there. Dash is visible because they have a marketing budget. It's one of the smartest things about the Dash platform. So go and learn more about it. They also have the decentralized autonomous organization that helps govern and decide how that marketing budget is spent. You can go to Dash.org and get involved. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. That's Dash.org as we continue here. Whether it's revenge porn, the non-aggression principle, the homeschool bills that threaten to destroy homeschooling in the United States, or the government possibly going to get behind 5G with a nationalizing plan to basically steal 5G from the cell phone networks out there, right out from underneath them, steal the baby from the crib, essentially, and then, of course, do what all governments do when they nationalize an industry, run it completely into the ground. That's the proposal coming out of the government bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., but some of the bureaucrats in D.C. actually oppose this, specifically the FCC, surprisingly enough. We'll tell you more about that coming up. We got Robert on the line in Georgia. He's on Skype. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how's it going, guy?
Good, man. Two nights in a row, and it's been like years beforehand. It's great to hear your voice again.
I wanted to kind of respond to Mark's objection regarding the dissolution of the state, because he said there was that difference between what the state provides.
Let me restate my position, and we'll make sure you get plenty of time to respond to it. So basically, on one hand, I think that if the government provides this free service, like the money creation, it can probably be undone because you can provide another free service that people will likely use if it's better. So in the case of Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies, they're seeing a wide level of adoption, if not use. And that's a way, I think, since the government doesn't actually charge you for the creation of its money, or at least not in a way that you see or know about, that we could see agorism work in that area. And agorism is the idea that the state will be replaced by private options at some point, and it'll just blow away. Now, whereas with public schools, we've seen options, private options to public schools for 100 years. And I just use that as a round number. I think that the numbers are higher. That if anything, public schools have more penetration in 100 years than they did. And that, they're monopolies and people send their kids there for a variety of reasons, among them being the closest school, even if it's not the best. I already paid for it. And I can't afford private school, even though I haven't checked into the rates, just a variety of those things. So the private options don't really take off. Go ahead, Robert.
Okay. No, that's very reasonable. And, I think that a lot of times when we start talking about private services competing with the state, in a lot of ways we limit ourselves to the existing state paradigm. And one of the things that, he said I had this sort of mesmerizing voice. I guess that comes from all the preachers and teachers in my family. So I'm going to kind of channel the preacher aspect of it and bring up something which kind of a story which comes from the Bible, which I'm sure many people are familiar with, where you had, I think it was Joseph who was having dreams and talking about the years of the years of plenty and the years of famine. And the king, then the Pharaoh, just set up basically storing a bunch of grain so that they could carry the people through the famine. Now, at one point, states did that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was not. And see, the thing is, if you were looking at how do you get rid of the state back then, you would be thinking, well, how could we stash up enough grain to carry the entire populace through a famine? But that's not how the free market solved that problem. The free market solved it by creating such plenty that sort of a strategy was no longer required.
Mm.
And I think that's what ends up happening with a lot of the things that we think of as the state doing now. It won't be so much that the free market will come in and do what the state is doing. It's that the free market will eliminate the entire necessity for that thing that the state has always done. And I don't know what that would look like. That'll be, I mean, that's technology, that's sociological responses to technology. There's a lot of stuff there. But that's the way that I would envision the state be going away and private enterprises coordinating human action better. It won't be direct replacement. It won't be a drop-in replacement. It won't be some sort of direct competition usually. It will be that developments come about where the state solution just doesn't actually work anymore.
And as if I ever come up with a rebuttal, I'll have you back on. But, so, I mean, to me, what that says is this kind of like Aikido again, you know, like the best way to avoid, an attacker's punch is to simply not be there when it lands. And that seems like the only way to beat the state. You can't outpunch it.
Yeah, I don't think that you really can outpunch the state, and I think that it's kind of a fool's errand to try. I think that
we won the Robin Hood chase.
Problems. Yeah, well, so for certain types of problems, if you look at it just historically, the state was clearly the best available solution. Remember, what I was talking about was that, you know, genocide traveling at the speed of a horse. There's really not a whole bunch of things you can do in that situation apart from have a state. If you want to have that sort of insurance against genocide, there are no other options. So I think that's kind of the basis for a lot of things with the state. But as we get more and more technology and as we get further and further away from that background concern of genocide, then we develop different social constructs and different ways of interaction, which make other things a lot more appealing. When you start talking about even private crime and trying to compete with the state on that level, I think that stuff like video cameras and mass surveillance, which won't necessarily be centralized surveillance, you know, like people would have reason to record themselves now. That kind of thing will probably do more to eliminate crime than any sort of protection service would.
I think it's very likely.
And it's not exclusive to one.
The camera's the new gun.
Rob, if you got more, stand by. If not, thank you for the call. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll free here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
So we were talking about revenge porn earlier, and one of our chatters, Gene the Christian Anarchist, made a really interesting point in the Discord, which, by the way, you can join over at discord.lrn.fm. The chats go on throughout the show, before the show, after the show. There's people in there. Sometimes they do voice chat with one another. Right now they're mostly doing text chat in there. And he points out, in relation to the discussion we were having about revenge porn, which, for those who don't know, is the idea of somebody posting a nude picture or sex picture of some sort of a partner of theirs, usually after a breakup has presumably gone bad in some way. And
or right before one is going to go very badly.
Sure. And it's a bad thing to do because you're abusing that person's trust in you. I mean, again, I don't take the action lightly. I think it's a very serious, mean thing to do to somebody, but ultimately I think that, as I pointed out, there's so much porn on the internet that it really, in the scheme of things, doesn't matter. Even though it'll matter to the individual who's been violated, and it does matter to a lot of those people.
Really, the only person you should ever care about.
But the worry is unrealistic that they have. The worry is, it's going to ruin your life. And that's what the young people are told. As
that's
far as what,
probably an unrealistic worry, depending
on what
industry
you're in. Yeah, but that's what they're told as far as like teenagers sending sexting, because that's where this is a problem, right? Young people are more likely to sext one another than others. And frequently, when they get caught for this sort of thing, because they get spread around the high school or whatever, they get their fingers wagged at them and said, this is going to ruin your life. Don't take naked pictures. And no, it's not going to likely ruin your life. It's likely not going to have
pictures, though. The problem is it's going to have some effect on your life. That effect on your life is unlikely to be positive. And The upside of taking naked, sexy pictures is not nearly as high as the downside.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but let me add in what Gene the Christian Anarchist has to say here. He says it's all going to be moot in 5 years anyway. Look up fake app. It's one word, fake app. Today, he says, the technology exists to place anyone's face on any porn movie.
Mm.
In 5 years, it will be so good that it will be as good as the real thing, and no one will be able to say if it's real or not. I think it's great, he says. We get porn of every person in the world doing every sex act imaginable, and all of this then becomes no big deal. He says everybody will also have the ability to say, it's fake, whether it is or not. No one will be able to tell the difference.
So when my videos finally come public, I'll be able to say, it's fake.
Fake.
Right, so that helps you with the reputational side of it. That doesn't really help you with the fact that you were kind of trying to sleep with a limited number of people, whatever mm-hmm. that means to you, and somebody just changed that on your behalf to 8 billion.
Wait a minute. How does your naked picture or video getting out there, or a fake video of you getting out there, change the number of people you are sleeping with?
Okay, well, it changed the number of people that you were sexual with, not necessarily that you
got to see your naughty bits.
But most of them you won't even know have seen it. So really,
that might not matter to some people.
I understand that. I'm not saying this doesn't matter to people.
Okay, but
I'm trying to explain why it shouldn't matter. Why you shouldn't be so concerned about it.
You still should care the amount of people that see you naked that aren't like your doctor.
No, but the point here is that you shouldn't care. And even a Christian anarchist is agreeing with me on this one. And you're the one who is saying it does matter.
It's really a religious thing. A lot of Christian people will tell you that you just shouldn't sleep around because then God will set you on fire. That's not really the reason why I see that's a bad
people
idea.
People have their opinions surrounding sexuality because they have their opinions. And their opinions are as valid as yours are.
No doubt. But much of it was influenced by a puritanical society that existed here in the past. And the truth
it still does not matter.
And it still exists here, by the way. And the truth is that if nudity was more common and more normalized, which is what Gene is saying here, it'll be so normalized to see naked pictures of every celebrity, because most of them aren't going to be real, but you won't be able to tell the difference. Every celebrity, everybody, all the teachers at your school, whatever it is, whoever you want to see naked, you just use this new technology, which he says is pretty newish now, but again, it already looks good. I went into the fake app group here, and they're using it on not just porn, but apparently the people who are making these fake AI porns in this group on Reddit, it's called r/deepfakes. They're also using the technology to put Nicolas Cage's face over actors' faces in movies he was never in.
Mm.
And the screenshots here look convincing. And they've got Nicolas Cage here in a screenshot from, let's see here, actually it's an animation. It's him in Raiders of the Lost Ark wearing a turban. So, very, very convincing. And this is where we are right now. It's just going to get better. So his point is it's going to normalize it and it won't make a big deal. He says, have this discussion in 5 years when you'll be able to view a video of Trump having an orgy with Hillary and Michelle, and no one will even care if it's real or not. It will just be funny. He says the main point is that when you can see everyone having every kind of sex act and not knowing if it's real or not, it will actually be a liberating situation. No one will care if their private porn gets out, because no one will know if it's real.
Well, yeah,
you know
but
what I'd
what
like to do?
What happens to society when you devalue sex like that, which we've done, and, look around where we're at, so.
I would like to hire Gene to do your job, because his explanation's so much better than yours. Yours is like, ha-ha, screw you, your naked stuff's going on the internet, and I love it. Gene's like,
that's not what I said.
In 5 years' time, society will be altered by the
Gene brought something new to the
new
table.
Technology.
Gene brought something new to the table, and I didn't say F you. I just said, hey, if you don't want your picture getting out, I don't know how many times I have to repeat this. If you don't want naked pictures getting out on the internet, don't take naked pictures. Hello?
I don't think anybody's
that's
saying that's not a good idea.
Okay. Well, then that's where it should end. If you're worried that this could happen to you, if it matters to you, then stop sending nude photos to your boyfriends.
Okay, but so
or vice
you
versa.
Should not leave piles of cash and hard drives for Bitcoin hard wallets laying on your porch. But if you do and someone steals them, then they should still be...
That was a crime.
Happens
no doubt.
Theft.
But you can't be that mad about it because you took no steps whatsoever to conceal the location of your stack of cash. You know? You can't be that upset about it. Oh, crap. I left a stack of cash and a hard drive with a Bitcoin wallet on the front porch, and I left it there for a whole weekend, and now it's gone. Whoops. You know? Take some responsibility for your own part in this. That's all I'm saying.
Victim blaming.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Vernon. He's in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
If I'm already paying all these property taxes for, I don't have any kids, but for all these other kids to go to, you know, government school, what is my incentive to pay for a private school on top of the thousands of dollars I've already been spending for the government school?
Because you don't hate your kids?
I don't have any kids. I mean, we all have to pay property taxes if we live anywhere. So I'm just talking about in general.
So I'm trying to understand what you're saying. So what is your incentive as a person who doesn't have kids to pay for private school?
Let's just pretend I had kids.
Okay. As an imaginary person who has kids, what's your incentive sending your kids to private school than public school?
Yes,
sir. If you spend the time to get your kid ready, dressed and washed and a little backpack on, do you want them to get the best education they can get that day, or do you want them to get the worst?
Well, that's all a matter of opinion.
No, it's not a freaking opinion.
Well, let's look at it this way. Some people's opinions will say that there are some schools based on, let's say, you could base it on many, many things. You could base it on test scores. You could base it on grades. There are some school districts that are going to be a better quality than other schools. Now,
sure, school
what,
districts
what
are,
private school,
but when you
the,
compare
the,
public schools to public schools, some public schools will be better. But it is a rare bird when you're able to compare a public school to a private school or a charter school or any of those other circumstances. It happens, especially charter schools. It happens, but that you're able to come up with a public school winning that battle.
So the quality of the education is the argument there to spend that extra money.
But what else would it be?
Well, principal, I don't know. That's
okay.
What.
Great. Quality of education is the reason I would send my kid to a private school.
I'm not trying to convince people to go to FedEx to mail a letter on principal to not give money to the post office. It's because you don't hate your kids that you would want to not send them to a public school, although a lot of private schools copy that same model.
Yeah, but mine did, and I will say this, we homeschool my kid.
Vernon, if you got a rebuttal, you can hang on. We'll bring you back for it here in moments. Hour 3's on the way. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.